Today, we will Be'ezus Hashem learn Daf Ches of Masechta Krisus. Some of the topics we will learn about include the Machlokes Beis Shammai u'Beis Hillel in the case of Amapeles La'or Shmoinim Ve'echad. If a woman miscarried on the night after her 80th day of Yimei Tahara for the birth of a baby girl, but before she brought her karban on the 81st day, does she require a second karban or not? The discussion in Laila Ein Michus HaZman, whether the Chiv karban of a Zav Yerledes takes effect from the evening before the day of the karban. Zav Baal Beis Riyos, Zav Baal Gimel Riyos. When a man has a ziva discharge twice, he becomes tamei for 7 days, and then immerses in a mikvah, and he's tahar. If he had it 3 times, he also has to bring a karban in order to become fully tahar. The case of ha'isha sheyesh aleha safik hei leidois, mevia karban echad, v'echeles bezvachim, ve'ein hashar aleha choyva. A woman who had 5 questionable births, brings only 1 chatos ha'oif to permit eating karbanos, and she's not obligated to bring the other 4 karbanos. The next parak discusses arba mechusrei kapara, the 4 people who require karbanos to become permitted to eat karbanos, and the arba mevi'in al hazada in kishoygeg, the 4 people who require karbanos for an intentional sin.